All right, we wrap with Royce every single, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Mackie and Judd. You can also find Royce Unchained, the podcast, Apple, Spotify, ScoreNorth.com, where he also does episodes of Royce on Baseball, Monday Night Sports Talk. Patrick, last night the Vikings traded back to draft Christian Darrisaw, and according to NFL.com's scouting report, he has split low with optimal center of gravity and a natural bender who's able to keep his pad level right.
Football.
The pad levels. Pad levels are very important, and for one of the first times in Vikings history, and at least in the Spielman era, we got exactly the guy we wanted by trading down. We almost took him at 14. In fact, we almost traded up to take him, but we ended up waiting until 23rd. So even though right before them were two guys in a strong need for an offensive tackle, Indianapolis and Washington, and Washington took their ninth wide receiver, and Indianapolis took the pass rusher, which probably made more sense. But we got exactly the guy we wanted again.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
So Pat, most importantly for Rick, 10 picks left. He's got 10. He's got plenty of picks left.
I can guarantee you one of those third rounders is going for 3/7, isn't it? One of those.
Probably.
You know, 6th and 2/7. But because he got so much praise for his 15 picks last year that he can't stand it. I went to a neutral party to ask about Darrisaw. Is that how we pronounce it?
Darrisaw.
Darrisaw. Yeah. Tracy Clays was a defensive assistant at Virginia Tech last year. He said he's a very good athlete and he thinks he could play anywhere on the line.
Okay.
That's
all right. Look at you getting the scouting reports, Pat.
He didn't go completely overboard on him, but he did like him. Now, according to, does Pro Football Focus break down draft choices too, or who was it?
They do.
Somebody
said
he didn't give up a sack or a hurry.
That might be a little bit of a stretch.
That's McKinney like, if that's the case.
He didn't give up a sack or a. Well, it couldn't be a pressure. He had to give up a pressure somewhere along. They did a sack or something else, I guess. I don't know what it was. A gain for loss or something. Well, I'll say one thing. Spielman drives me nuts because he says the same crap all the time and he's a liar. But they have, you know, we always say they have ignored the offensive line. Well, the last 4 years, they've taken a, you know, either a good pick in the second round or the first rounder. So they're aware of the problem, and they might be making progress because I think people like Bradbury, and they definitely like O'Neal, and they see some hope with Cleveland. And now this guy's I was actually in the car last night listening to some of the draft choices and on the radio as I was driving back from the Timberwolves game, and they were trying to analyze why he was slipping, this guy. So anyway,
Pat, I do like your notion too that Rick's always going to get up there and say, "Hey, we got the guy that we wanted. This is the one guy. I know Trevor Lawrence is on the board, but this is the one guy that we identified." And I'm just wondering, in your years of covering football, has anyone ever gotten up there and said, "Oh my God, I got to be honest with you guys. We would love to do this thing over again. We completely botched the first round.
We got stuck with this guy." If I was the Bears, I wouldn't be bragging so much about getting Justin Fields at 11 when 4 years earlier you had the number 2 pick in the draft. And
yep.
The guy was a bust, so I wouldn't want to bring that up. I'd say, yeah, we like his potential, but I wouldn't want to be bragging about having made that pick, having to make that pick 4 years after you use the 2 pick in the draft to take a quarterback. I don't think I'd be bragging about that. It is, you know what I was happy to see, though? That the Matt Jones, what's his first name?
Mac with a C. Yeah.
Mac Jones. All of a sudden, somewhere out of the blue, like 10 days ago, he was going to go third to San Francisco, right? Wasn't that the
Well, that was the steam for like 3 weeks. Yeah.
3 weeks. I'm glad to see where he ended up going where he should go. The fifth, you know. There was only five other number ones from Alabama last night on the team he played for. And, you know, I thought he was Gino Toretta myself. So I was not, you know, I couldn't believe that they were going to draft him up there. But I'll tell you, fellas, having a kid from Marshall, Minnesota, who lost to South St. Paul in the state quarterfinals on a cold, windy day at Shakopee, in his senior season, end up being the three pick of the draft is pretty incredible.
Yeah. The scene, by the way, there was a bar in one of the, it must have been Marshall. There was a bar that's, yeah, someone had a cell phone cam in the bar when he was drafted. Packed bar, just went nuts last night. So hopefully they're all safe.
I was mask wearing out there. I was yeah, not exactly. Shy out there.
Probably 10%. Probably 10%. Yeah. They were all sipping on drinks and eating, though, I'm sure.
Yes,
so.
That's good. I got some buddies out there last night. I was texting them, and they were very happy. So,
hey, Patrick, how about the Packer drama now? This is going to be, man, this is going to be fun because I think if it was at like a 6 or 7, I think she's been turned up to a 9 or 10 when it comes to
Yeah, well,
the Packers and the quarterback.
Much, their first attempt to make peace with him was to draft a defensive back, right?
Yeah, how about that?
That was like, hey, you got the contract, buddy, and we're going to draft the way we want to draft, and if you don't like it, tough bananas. But, well, they missed their big chance to trade, didn't they? I mean, they missed the big opportunity. San Francisco was the place to send him and get the three pick, right? And get whoever you want in the draft. They wouldn't have had to take a quarterback because they took their quarterback last year. And, you know, that was it. If you're going to trade him, this was the time. How do you now, you know, there it is sitting right there for you, the three pick in the draft and probably a couple other picks and player. And, you know, if they're going to, they apparently are going to hang in there and see what happens. But apparently he got the Hollywood in his when he's hosting what's the game show that he loves that he's holding Jeopardy.
Yeah,
he wants to be the Jeopardy. He thinks he can be the host of Jeopardy and also play quarterback, apparently.
Pat, I think you're going to have to add another Twitter phrase or joke to your blockade list. You had the squirrels in Target Field, Joe Mauer bilateral leg weakness, right? I think you're going to have to add now Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay may be in jeopardy.
Yes, that's true. Oh, that joke has been out there. Huh?
Oh, my God.
All day yesterday.
Everybody thought they were hilarious last night with that joke.
I didn't realize he was engaged to this young gal that Danica introduced him to.
Shalane Woodley.
Yeah, I mean, some of the worst god-awful movies that have ever been made she's been in. And she doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't make you stop when you're clicking channels either, but, you know, but apparently he fell madly in love with her youngness, if nothing else. So was he ever engaged to any of the others? He was engaged to Olivia, right?
I thought he was engaged to Olivia.
I think he was engaged to Olivia, yes.
He was never engaged to Danica.
No.
But Danica... Danica's supposed to be a little mean anyway. How do you think she feels about getting dumped for someone that she introduced Aaron to?
I didn't know she did that.
It all feels like a big PR stunt over the years with Aaron. But
no. Okay.
Conversation.
Well,
with
I thought I was being tasteless. You just trumped me. So
I'm done. What do you mean?
Speaking of Trump, did you see Lynn Wood, the lawyer? Did you see this one yesterday? Lynn Wood,
I don't know. Unless it happened late in the first round, I don't know if we saw it.
Unless the crazy lawyer knows yesterday, the day before, was assuring a right-wing group that Trump actually still was in the White House. He had not left office. And he was showing photos of him being in the office with Trump. Of course, they were 6 months ago. But, yeah.
So that's the conspiracy is that he's still running
he's still
the country from the Oval Office.
He's still running the country, yes. He's still running the country.
All right.
But I think Lynn was the lead lawyer in Georgia, so that might have something to do with that campaign. But I love that one. Unbelievable.
Hey Royce, how about your Wolves? They can't be beaten now.
They were, you know what? I like, there's things I like. Cat is trying more than he's tried in a long time. He gets, you know, he's fired up at almost all times. He's screaming. He's doing a little KG screaming about, you know my name or something with a few profanities and stuff. But I like the fact that he's actually swatting his shot away once in a while and playing that. And I obviously, we all like Edwards. I mean, Edwards went insane at the start of the fourth quarter. Three threes and three drives and a block and a rebound I really like Naz Reid as a backup big man. He can give you 20-some minutes. He'll knock you on your ass. He'll run. If you're in his way and trying to take a charge, he'll run through you. And if they call a charge, that's fine with him because you're not going to feel good when you get up. But, they finally have some hope here. And, maybe A-Rod and his buddy are buying the team at the right time. I don't know. If they get lucky and get their own draft choice, they got something going on here finally, I think. I mean, it was still shocking that they were behind to start the fourth quarter against a team that could not out-rebound South St. Paul High School. I mean, they out-rebounded them by 20-some.
And it's shocking when you have a rebounding machine and a grinder like Andrew Wiggins that could step up and grab 13 in a pinch.
Draymond Green is their center, basically, at 6'6". He's guarding Cat the whole game. They have no size at all. It's like playing a mini team. But, they actually chased Steph around and, that McDaniels. That McDaniels is, Jared Culver was a complete bust, and they now decided to give him surgery and see if that helps. But this year, the last draft, you were right on Edwards. He's really good. You should be right when you get the number one pick. But this McDaniels is, at the 28th pick, he's a pretty good pick. So
hey, Pat, give us because Gerson Rosas is going to join us in like 2 minutes to talk Wolves and 5-game winning streaks or whatever it's been, 4 games.
Four.
Give us one question that you'd like us to ask Gerson Rosas on your behalf.
Okay. Well, I don't want it to be too nasty because he won't answer it anyway. The obvious question: what has Finch brought to the table that wasn't being brought to the table previously?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot, I would assume.
I would imagine, I mean, it hasn't been defense, but occasionally they play some defense. But what does he see in his team that's different, that as far as how they go about what they're doing compared to what they were? He's not going to tell you it was a rudderless ship, but, maybe he'll hint at that. I don't know.
Yep. So, all right. Well, we'll ask him for you.
Meanwhile,
we'll report back.
Meanwhile, that damn Jake Allen keeps beating us, right, with the Blues? But 0-4 this month against the Blues. They haven't lost to anybody else, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're 8-0 and 0-4 against the Blues. What the hell's going on? That's weird.
I don't know. Overrated. I think the Wild have been overrated all season. They finally ran into a real opponent.
I don't know.
All right, Pat, we got to run. We'll talk to you next week, Pat.
Wait till we get done kicking ass in the draft today. It's going to be something.
It's going to be great. Yeah, all the players that we had circled. 14th, first-round grades on everybody.
14th, 6th, and 7th rounders. It'll be great.
All right, see you, Pat. All right, that's wrapping with Royce here. I'm Mackie and Judd.